It's time for our weekly chat with National Party MP Christopher Luxon.
Earlier today, Noah caught up with National MP Christopher Luxon for their weekly interview. Today they discussed Parliament's in-person return with nine MPs, as well as National's portfolio reshuffle. Noah started by asking why National felt it was so important for Parliament to return in person, despite Aotearoa's nationwide lockdown.
Our job fundamentally in a liberal democracy is to make sure that we hold the government to account. And at this time, given what we're experiencing in lockdown, you know, actually being able to question the Prime Minister and ministers who make the decisions ultimately around their rationale and their reasoning is actually really important. We had already seen through what's called the Select Committee process, which we do via Zoom, and we try and carry on as much of the business of Parliament as parliamentarians through select committees, where we work on, you know, bits of bills or legislation that's coming through the House. We can do a lot of that via Zoom. But as we were wanting to call ministers to those meetings in order to ask them questions around their portfolios and their implications of decisions around COVID-19, what we found was that they were able to really dodge scrutiny at the select committee. It wasn't really working in a dynamic that would normally work in a question and answer free flow sort of format. So we really wanted the Epidemic Response Committee to come back into play, which was effective in the last lockdown, but the government for some reason didn't want to do that. As a result, we've now gone into back to parliamentary question time, where we can question the Prime Minister and ministers. All of that is done with tremendous protocol, because Parliament is actually, in fact, an essential service under the Public Health Order. And it is set up in a way that there's only three from the National side, one from the Act side, and I think five from the government side in the House at any point in time. And as you can see at 2 o'clock on parliamentary TV, it's a very well spaced out, really well distanced area. Of course, Wellington's in sort of level three. And there's a lot more people around. But fundamentally, it's no, if you think about the Prime Minister's briefing each day at 1 o'clock, there's more people in that theatreette as the media questioning the Prime Minister than there is opposition political parties in the House each day. So all in all, look, I think it's been it's the right thing that we actually have to make sure as we go through this process, which are unique, and we appreciate the government's got to make decisions, but you've got to maintain an ability to hold the government to account.
In what way were you not able to hold the government to account with those select committees? Because from what Jacinda Ardern said, at least, she said that you actually had access to more ministers from those.
Yeah, so what was happening... Yeah, what was happening was the best thing to do was to reinstall the Epidemic Response Committee, which is what happened last time. And you might remember Simon Bridges chaired that. All the leaders of the political parties were on it, and it could bring in experts, it could bring in ministers. And I thought it was a very good debate, and it was done in a very good spirit, whereby everyone was interested in the interests of New Zealand and people were wanting to question things. And I thought that process worked really well. And having watched it before I was an MP last year, I thought it worked incredibly well. That's what we wanted to do again, because I think that worked well. And the government, for whatever reason, I don't understand why.
Do you understand why that is? Because...
No, we don't. And we never got a good answer.
Last time.
The government... No, we have no idea. And it was just a hard no, we're not doing that. And so the cynic would sit there and say, well, yeah, maybe that's because it was, provoking and asking some good questions. And the experts and epidemiologists that we had before that committee, you know, like Sir David Skegg, were fantastic, and other business experts were really brilliant. And then what happened was, in the select committee process, when you bring a minister before the select committee, the problem with that is that you don't know how many questions you're going to get to ask. It's coordinated by the chair. The chair in all this case is the Labour Party, because they have the majority on all these committees. And so what we found across a number of committees, we just couldn't get answers. And what happens is then the minister will talk and fill in the time, but actually not answer the questions very well. And then you can't get into, hey, well, listen, what is really behind that? Or what's really thinking about that?
I'd like to talk a little bit about the National Party's reshuffle with portfolios. What's new for you?
Oh, it's really exciting for me, Noah, because I keep local government and associate transport with a sort of focus on Auckland transport issues particularly. And then I've taken on board research and science and manufacturing, and also what's called LINS, which is the government department that's responsible for handling land titles and managing crown lands and property. So there's sort of, you know, I think three new portfolios really. Research and science is really fascinating to me because, you know, as I've said to you before, the real challenge for us in New Zealand economically is we work incredibly hard. Our people are really hard workers, but we're not able to generate the value from our goods and services that we produce that leads to higher prices and therefore higher value and therefore higher wages and salaries. So our wages and salaries haven't really, you know, increased as much as we want them to be increasing because we fundamentally can't get what we call productivity into the economy. And the second one around manufacturing is really fascinating because manufacturing is about 10% of the New Zealand economy. I think it's about 40% of all our exports come through manufacturing. But of course, in a post-COVID world, what you're really now thinking about is not just the lowest cost supply chain, but the most resilient supply chain. That's quite exciting. And then LINS, as I said, does touch a little bit on some of my local government portfolio and overlaps with a little bit of that. So I'm really excited about it, actually, really excited about them.
Does that count as a promotion for you then? If you're getting more portfolios, are you moving up in the National Party?
Well, I don't think so. I think we've all stayed the same official rankings or whatever they call them. But to be honest, that doesn't really mean a lot. It's just more about sort of where you think you can make the biggest contribution. And obviously with my background, I'm really passionate about making sure New Zealand builds a bigger, better, more inclusive economic engine that actually enables us to, you know, raise people's salary and wages and give them more freedom and choice.
That was National Party MP Christopher Luxon. You're listening to The Wire on 95 BFM.